Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Lynette. Today we're going to talk about lack of wisdom. And having a lack of wisdom started making me think about age. It's through experiences from the moment you're born up until death, basically. You are learning with each minute. But unfortunately, people look at age as they're old or they don't understand what's going on. And the reality is there's always somebody behind you, regardless of what age you are. I don't care if you're 2 days old or 89 years old. There's always somebody younger than you. And unfortunately, I honestly don't know if it's this country or the world, but we've made age out to be almost a negative. And as people get older, instead of embracing it, we do everything we can do to look younger, to make our hair younger, to make us more youthful. Even the language, and this happens with every generation, they come up with new words that if you're from a different generation, you may not understand or be familiar with. But the truth is, it doesn't matter about those new words. None of that matters. The best thing and the most exciting thing is embracing the age you are and embracing the knowledge that you have. It's amazing how much you learn. If you look back on last year, for example, and what you've learned over the past year, it is empowering. So don't worry about trying to make yourself look younger or feel younger or even hang out with a younger group. The younger group should be blessed to hang out with you. And that's the truth, because knowledge that you learn through time and time can only give you this knowledge is invaluable. It is a blessing. So instead of looking down at older people, because you hear the reference older, older a lot, they should be elated that anyone older than themselves would be willing to spend time with them and pass on some of the knowledge, maybe saving them a few steps in their own life. And I think this knowledge that we learn over time, if you can learn it when you're younger, I think then you are able to enjoy your current life hear more, because there's some things we only learn through experience. I look back, there's things that I didn't even know last week because of some things I was going through that limited my mobility. I haven't been able to really focus on aging, because I haven't been doing the same types of things that other people do. My manicurist had no problem telling me that it's because I don't do anything. And so if you want the truth, go to your manicurist. Oh my gosh. And so I've been probably able to observe things a little more. To be honest with you, when I feel something, I don't know if I'm feeling it because of my health or if I'm feeling it because of age, because we're all getting older every day. But I can't stress enough how we need to embrace it and what a blessing it is to be older, because we are wiser. You know, it's like the makeup, the hair, the clothes, all of that. You do it because you want to be your best you. And that's definitely a good thing. I firmly believe in that. I get up every day, put on my makeup, do my hair, even if I'm not going to see anybody. Always be the best that you can be. But a big mistake is doing things to make you look younger, because we shouldn't be concerned with looking younger. Maybe we should be concerned with feeling younger, and you get that by eating correctly and exercising. But it's not necessarily feeling younger. It's feeling good. It's taking care of you. It's loving yourself. Age should not be a stumbling block. It should be a motivator. And if we really look at it, that how blessed we are to be who we are, regardless of any age, and the wisdom and the knowledge that we have. And don't let somebody younger than you make you feel bad because you're older than they are, because it won't be long they'll be where you are. But that doesn't matter. The point is, we shouldn't look behind us and admire the youth, but the youth should look at us and admire us for our wisdom and our individuality and our confidence and making it through the tests and trials that we've made it through. There is so much wisdom that we can give to people who are behind us. And there's so much wisdom that we can get from people who are in front of us. So regardless of what stage you are in your life, embrace it. Enjoy it. Don't try to be at another place because you're right where you're supposed to be at that time. But take care of yourself. Do it for you. Do it because you love yourself. Be your best. You know, when you put on your makeup, don't do it because you want to look 10 years younger. Do it because it makes you feel good, because you know you're taking the time to be the best that you can be. In fact, sometimes youth lacks knowledge and wisdom, and that's okay because they haven't learned yet. But I think it's a little more difficult to navigate through life without a certain amount of knowledge or wisdom. But I think God has given us kind of an innate distinction to make the right decisions. Otherwise, it could be pretty chaotic. I look back on my own life and I think, oh my gosh, how did I make it through that? But we do. So I think we're all blessed in that way, where we can make right decisions even without the knowledge and the wisdom that we need to make the absolute right decision. I'm going to close with, be happy right where you are. Share your wisdom with those behind you. And if they don't have the wisdom to recognize that those that are in front of them are carrying a wealth of information that they could be absorbing, then that in itself is sad. But we all need to drop this age thing. And whatever age we are, be grateful that we're there, that we have learned what we've learned, that we have this wisdom to pass on to people behind us, and they should be so grateful for that. Because everybody is going to be moving forward. But be who you are. Be the best that you can be at any age. I just want to add one thing. What's really funny is I've noticed with a lot of people that are my age have children, and I'm really sensing that they let their children dictate to them how they should be, how they should dress, how they should talk. And I don't know how this came about, because who you are, where you are, is through the tests and trials that you have learned, not what they have learned. And who the children are they are who they are because of the way that you raise them with the knowledge that you have. So don't let anybody dictate to you how you should be, how you should carry yourself, what you should look like, what you should talk like. Be you. Be the best you can be. Be an individual. Be confident. Walk in your knowledge. Walk holding your head high. Walk taking care of yourself, knowing that you made yourself the best you can be. Even if you're sitting home alone or you're going in front of hundreds of people, it doesn't matter. Always be the best that you can be. And don't let anybody, particularly those behind you, tell you where you should be at that moment or dictate how you should be. Because you're perfect just the way you are. And you all, at any age, have a lot of wisdom to give someone that's behind you. Thank you for listening. God bless you and have a great day. Bye-bye.